Oklahoma's recent heavy rains caused millions of dollars in damage. The state's more than 4,700 dams prevented it from being even worse. But as Claire Donnelly reports for State Impact, the changing climate is expected to bring more heavy rain, and many of the dams are at the end of their lifespan.
Larry Caldwell stands on top of a grassy slope overlooking Boomer Lake in Stillwater. Cars drive along a nearby road, and people are enjoying a sunny day in the surrounding park.
People are walking around the area, some are fishing and all, but they don't recognize that this is a functioning flood control dam.
Caldwell works with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission.
If you're out here a couple of weeks ago, when the rain was coming down and had rained all night long, the water from the area upstream from this dam was flowing into the dam.
He says the dam collected the water and then slowly released it over time, keeping the lake from flooding and protecting people downstream.
And calculated about $16.5 million worth of damages would have occurred from that storm had those dams in north central Oklahoma not existed.
To manage flooding, Oklahoma has built thousands of dams since 1948 as part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's watershed program. Now it has the most watershed dams in the country. The state also has thousands of dams managed by other agencies, from the Army Corps of Engineers to local homeowners associations. But they're getting older.
All across Oklahoma, all of the dams are reaching their 50-year lifespan.
Anita Kaufman manages 34 flood control structures in Payne County in north central Oklahoma. She says older dams are more vulnerable. Soil can erode or pipes can rust, making them less effective and sometimes put people in danger. Part of the plan to keep people safe from dams that might fail is to inspect them for weaknesses. Kaufman went out to check the structures in her area after the May storms.
I wasn't really sure how they would hold up being aged as they are. I believe, you know, most of my problems will probably be fixed with a couple, maybe $3,000 or $4,000.
That may just be a temporary fix, though. Oklahoma's 2020 budget includes an additional $1.5 million for improving rural dams. The state also sold about $5 million in bonds. The Conservation Commission estimates it would take an average of about $2 million per watershed dam to bring them up to current standards. In May, many flood control structures were pushed to their limits. Parts of the state got as much as 26 inches of rain. With a changing climate, Oklahoma will likely see more heavy rain. Gary McManus is the state climatologist.
We do know that heavy precipitation events, more intense precipitation events, have been increasing over time, and that is expected to continue to increase as we warm the atmosphere.
McManus says the warmer the air is, the more water vapor it can hold, meaning there's more water to fall as precipitation. He calls it the water cycle on steroids. Anita Kaufman in Payne County says she's glad her district's 50-plus-year-old dams held up during the recent rain. Dams can't prevent 100% of flooding, but Kaufman says the state and federal money needs to keep flowing.
Otherwise, if we start losing these dams or we start losing funding and we can't do any maintenance or operation on them, then I believe they will start to fail. To lose a dam is potential loss of life.
About 400 dams in Oklahoma are high hazard, meaning if they fail, state officials believe people could die. 200 additional structures are categorized as significant hazard, which means their failure could cause millions of dollars in damage and wash out roads, bridges, and electrical substations. For State Impact, I'm Claire Donnelly.